This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency. You're still rocking with the best. Your side chick's favorite DJ. I go by the name of King Bash. I with the Winter Stark himself on a Friday. And I did promise you, man, that I'll be having a great conversation. Because last week we were out at Tubati Crossing for the first leg of the Capricorn FM Heat. A tour in partnership with a road accident fund. Tomorrow we are making our way to Thabane Mall to come and won. We can't wait to see you. I hope you'll be there, you know, because there's a lot of prizes to be won. Not forgetting that we will be with our friends from the Road Accident Fund to teach us more on road safety and to help those, you know, who would like to make inquiries tomorrow. So come through. It's going to be informative. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be a vibe. And joining me right now is the manager for road safety at the Road Accident Fund. This is Mr. Thabo Makwela. I hope I pronounced that right.
You pronounced it right, King Bash.
How's it, Mr. T?
Hello, I can't complain.
It's great to have you here.
Yeah, no. Thanks for having us.
You know, I need to get straight into it. You know, more radio You know, so bad. Can you tell us, you know, about your work at RAF, at the Road Accident Fund?
Fund is very, very interesting,
yeah.
Demanding as well. Just to paint a picture for the listeners, I go to work every day just to come up with programs that are aimed at preventing or reducing accidents. So the demanding part of it is that there is a lot of research that must be done. There is a lot of data that must be analyzed.
Mm.
You also need to look at your third world countries on how they implement their road safety programs.
Mm.
We look up to them mainly because of, you look at countries like Australia, we're talking about 300 people dying in a weekend. They are talking about 300 people dying annually.
Mm.
So there is something good that they're doing. So we try to benchmark where possible. We try to look at their best practices. We try to look at their policies, their legislations, so that we can bring it back home to South Africa. But the most important thing is that their conditions are totally different to ours.
Mm.
So hence it's important for us to analyze data and identify hazardous locations, identify the challenges, and then from there we then develop programs that will prevent accidents. We also look at changes in our legislation. As a country, what does the law say? What does the National Traffic Act say? And then those new changes that are effected, we try and educate the public about it. We try and work with law enforcement as well so that we can educate our road users out there.
Mm.
So it's a bit interesting,
wow.
Challenging.
I could listen to this the whole day. Okay, interesting, Mr. T, interesting. And why is it important, you know, for Road Accident Fund, you know, to use radio to spread their safety messages?
Look, Kim Bash, we're all over the country. We're one of the most active agencies in the country as far as road safety is concerned.
Mm.
You will see us whether there is infrastructure, whether there is training or driver training, or whether there is motorcyclist training, whether there is scholar patrol, RF is there. So one of the most fertile grounds for us to reach a larger audience is through a radio. Thousands and thousands of people are listening to us right now as we're speaking.
Yeah.
So this is an opportunity for the RAF to say to people or talk to people about road safety and the importance of handling yourself well as and when we using the road. So it is one of the biggest platforms one can find.
All right. Can we touch on, you know, some of the initiatives? You know, tell us about the various RAF's road initiatives that you guys are busy with.
Yeah. Like I said, we're one of the most active agencies in the country as far as road safety is concerned. Several programs that we have selected. You know, back in 2012, 2013, our programs were just scattered. We were just shopping for ideas, looking at what the Americans are doing, look at what the Australians are doing, and then come back and printing thousands and thousands of pamphlets. Then we decided, you know what, we need to have programs that have a direct impact on the road crashes or road accidents, if you like. So we then developed certain programs that we're doing. One of them, which is I talked about earlier, it's what we call a low-cost infrastructure. We work with provinces and municipalities in the country to identify areas where there is a need for infrastructural interventions, especially areas where you find there is a high traffic volume of school kids or young ones. So we identify schools where there is a need for infrastructure, and then we go and do infrastructure that would force a motorist to reduce speed as and when they're approaching that particular intersection. We've got a driver wellness program that we're doing at the RAF. The program's aimed at reducing accidents that are caused by poor vision of the drivers and also health-related issues that are hidden. We've seen during COVID that we've lost millions of people all over the world, mainly because of the hidden conditions that we met. I think they used to, the hidden conditions, they termed them, what do you call this, comorbidities.
Mm-hmm.
Contract COVID, well, you've got hidden blood pressure that you didn't know. Unfortunately, some of them, we've lost them. Some of them ended up in hospital.
Yeah.
So we're educating motorists about the importance of taking care of their health so that they can take care of their or they can transport our passengers to and from different places safely. So we've got a program, we call it Scholar Patrol program.
Mm.
We're working heavily with provinces. We currently, what we're doing is that we are renewing the uniform that the Road Traffic Management Corporation has issued many years ago.
Mm.
Truth is, there's more than 25,000 primary schools in the country, and for one agency to be able to manage that, it's a bit tedious. So we decided, you know what, let's follow where their footsteps, where they've went in a couple of years, and the uniform is no longer there. We renew the uniform.
Mm.
But what we've learned is that the responsibility now is no longer with RTMC, but it's now with the provinces.
Mm.
So we work heavily with the provinces in terms of ensuring that every primary school in the country has got an active scholar patrol. They've got the equipment that they need. They've got the uniform and all those things. We've got a program also that we're doing. We call it a youth driver development program.
Mm.
The program has got two legs. The first leg is creating a cadre of young professional drivers in the country, mainly because of back in 2016, 2017, we saw a huge increase of accidents involving truck drivers, and most of those truck drivers were found to be of foreign origin.
Mm.
Being a truck driver in the country in those days was regarded as a law profession. People didn't want to be associated with that profession, but we've seen a huge increase in the number of delivery vehicles or on the road, and that has increased the number of trucks on the road. That has increased the demand for professional driving.
Mm.
So we decided to come up with a program. So we identify through the provinces, the municipalities, candidates that have got matric, are from our far rural areas of the provinces. They don't have funds to go to school and they want to pursue a career in driving. So we enroll them in the program. They go through the classes for getting a learner's license. They go and then they get a driver's license, and then they go and get a professional driver's permit. We are currently in talks with an organization called the Road Freight Association.
Mm.
It's a company or an organization that exists mainly to look at the industry, the truck industry as a whole. So we want to build relationship with the entity, the organization, as well as the Transport Education and Training Authority, so that once these learners complete the program, we'll then send them to trucking companies so that they can become buddy drivers for a period of 6 months, so that we want them to feel how it is to become a driver before they can actually be employed. So we're looking at packaging that program in such manner. Then we've got partnerships that we do. One of them is Capricorn FM. We've got partnerships that we do with a whole lot of other organizations that have got an interest in road safety.
Okay.
One of them is called Pedal Power. Pedal Power is an organization that looks at the safety of the cyclists.
Mm.
So we partner with them and we go all over the country. We promoting safety amongst the cyclists. We're promoting visibility. Because of Komahaying, we've got hundreds and hundreds of people who are riding bicycles just to go to work. They live in the early hours of the morning, and some of them, they wear dark clothes. So we give them visible items that they can wear. We give them helmets as well, so that they can be safe. They can be safe on the road. Then the last program that we have, it's what we call driver training, driver and biker training. The driver training looks at the us skilling or providing skills, driving skills to the professional drivers.
Mm.
Professional drivers, we refer to your truck drivers, your taxi drivers, as well as the LTV drivers. So they go through a theory a training or workshop through some of our partners, and what do you call them? They go through that theory training and that they get a certificate of attendance.
Okay.
And the second leg of that, we focus on the delivery bikers and the social bikers. Back in 2013-14, we were looking at, as the RAF, about 500 to 600 people that are coming to the organization, or 500 to 600 bikers that were coming into the organization to register at LIB. Lately, because of an increase in the motorbikes on the road, we're seeing just over 3,000 people that are coming into the organization to lodge a claim. Yes. So with more and more delivery bikes on the road, it says to us, we will see more and more people coming into organization. The last one, Kabelo, I know I'm on time. We've got the one that we call Tire Safety. So Tire Safety is a program that we run jointly with the South African Tire Manufacturers Association or conference. We work heavily with law enforcement on this one.
Okay.
We train our law enforcement officers on the tire aspect from production up until how they can enforce the law. So the organization comes in, they train our traffic officers on what to look for and to on a tire so that they can be able to enforce the law. They also teach them about all these readings around the tire. We also teach our road safety officers throughout the country. We've done one recently here in Polokwane. We've trained over 100 traffic officers from all the districts in Limpopo. And we're hoping that through that program, we will be able to see more and more people complying with the legislation in terms of the minimum requirements of a tire. We're educating people about the importance of buying new tires. Do not just go there and buy a tire, go strutting, because of some of them are re-threaded. And when washed and polished, they look pretty decent. Look at the manufacture date of the tire. Then it will tell you how old the tire is. If the manufacture date is maybe the 22nd week of 2006, even though the tire looks clean, it should tell you that this is an old tire and it will not last me.
Those are some
of the programs that we run at the RAF.
Wow. You know, besides me knowing the basics, and the basics I'm talking what, but famous strutting, but refu, people are just waiting for certain payouts when they do certain things or when they get into accidents. But now listening to you break it down and all, you know, these various activities that you guys do and initiatives that you guys do, it's really, really interesting. But before I let you go, we're heading into the weekend. What is, you know, the RAF's message, you know, to our listeners as we draw closer, you know, to Easter? And also speaking of the weekend in itself,
we're
a week away from Easter, but what is the RAF's message in terms of the people that are on the road?
Yeah, this is one of the busiest periods in the country. In fact, all over the world, we've got people traveling for holiday reasons. We've got people traveling for religious reasons. And without doubt, you'll have thousands and thousands of vehicles, or millions of vehicles on the road. And some of the people are bound to make mistakes. Some people will be rushing. Some people will be driving excessive speed. So we're saying to all the motorists, maybe let me start with the public transport drivers or taxi drivers and bus drivers, to say, you know what, it is important for one to know their health. It is important for one to check the health status. You know, if a taxi stacks here, within 10-15 minutes, he fixed the taxi.
Yeah.
Because he knows the condition of the vehicle.
100%.
He goes out, he takes them out, he opens the seat, and then he fixes whatever he fixes. He's back on the road. So he knows the taxi, and he's confident that if I can fix this part, this taxi will move. But one thing that we don't do as drivers or road users is that we don't check our inner selves. We don't check the health status. Our own health status. So we're encouraging all the motorists, you know what, go get checked up. Once you are checked up and you're okay, and the medical practitioner said to you, you know, you've got a very good blood pressure, you've got sugar levels are quite right, you don't have anything that we see, you'll drive confidently, knowing that I can transport these people from Polokwane to Pretoria, can I be able to safe.
Yeah.
To all road users, we're saying, let's be visible. We'll be drinking, you know. Let's drink responsibly. Don't just walk on the road. To these young ones that are walking on the road with their headphones on and playing loud music, some of them, they can't even hear when a car is hooting.
Yeah.
A person will just be walking on the street, and next thing,
yeah.
So we're saying, be visible, be cautious, avoid walking on the road. Mm. Avoid walking on the road. Mm. And let us be patient. To all motorists, let us be patient with one another.
Yep.
Plan your trip in time.
Yeah,
plan your trip. I mean, I left Pretoria today. Get back in the appointment. Yeah. 21.
Yes.
I left Pretoria at about 9 o'clock.
Relaxed.
Yeah. I caught you on time.
Yeah.
I went. So if we all plan our trips on time, there won't be any ending for me to rush. The road is going to be busy. Toll gates are going to be packed up. And some of people who are impatient are going to be overspeeding.
Wow.
So let us be aware of those people. Let us this Easter. We don't want to be counted as one of those unlucky ones. When we or when the Minister of Transport is announcing the statistics, we are part of those yeah. statistics.
Mr. Taba, thank you so much for making time to come out and speak to us. How can listeners contact the RAF for more information?
Thanks for raising that up. I'm busy thinking, as we're talking, there is a listener back home there. Or, I want to get hold of the RAF. How do I do that? Yeah, we've got a new call center number. The number is 087-820-1111. For the young ones that are active on social media, you find us, go Facebook, you find us, go TikTok, you find us, go YouTube, you find us, go Instagram, you also find us, go Twitter as well. So you can just search the Road Exit Fund, you find us. And our active social media guys will respond to any questions or will direct your query to the relevant department.
100%. Tomorrow we are together, Tabani Mall.
Let's do this.
No,
let's
we need
this.
To do that.
Yeah,
so, do best. See you. Go Tabani Mall. Mr. Taba, once again, thank you so much. That was very informative, even for myself.
You'll get more tomorrow. You'll get more tomorrow. I'm thinking we're going to spend the whole weekend together. So you'll get more lessons.
No, thank you so much for that.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.